Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Healthcare Compliance Association and Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics, coming to you today from Las Vegas at the 2018 Compliance Institute. I am joined today by Sean DeGroot, who is the president of Compliance Vitals. She'll be speaking at the meeting here about communicating with regulators, and today we're going to talk about that. Sean, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Absolutely.
So talking with regulators can always be stressful for people. What are some ways to bring that stress at least a bit under control?
Well, first of all, I'm a proponent of getting to know your regulator before they have a reason to get to know you. So with that being said, I recommend that you get to know your state OIG, at least get one contact there, know your state MFUCU. If you're under corporate integrity agreement, get to know your liaison that's been assigned to you, and at least then you have a contact. So if you get investigated by, you know, a representative of that agency, you've got someone to fall back on that trusts you and you can ask questions of. Number two, I think we need to remember that the regulators are human beings with jobs to do, and they have to answer to stakeholders much as we do. So they answer to Congress, they have a budget, and they're actually out there to help prevent fraud. I think that mission is the same as compliance officers. And in the vein of helping the Medicare Trust Fund, they're trying to protect the funds of our parents, our grandparents, someday all of us. Number three, I think we need to remember that we're compliance officers. And they not only deal with compliance officers, but they deal with the crooks. So until you prove trustworthiness or transparency, that may be on their radar.
That's good to know. And it's, I really like the advice of getting to know them first so that, you know, you can get to step three in many ways before you even get there, build that trust before anything happened. So what are some of the myths you see on the compliance side when it comes to talking with regulators?
I think one of the myths is that the government has the gotcha mentality. And while there may be a few, you know, regulators that have that mentality, there's also a few compliance officers that have that mentality. So we just need to keep that in mind, that they've got a role and a mission to follow as well as we do, and that most of them are out there to simply find fraud. And if you've got good intent and reported things in good faith, usually that can't go awry if you're honest and forthright with your answers.
Honesty is the best policy when dealing with regulators,
yeah,
as with anyone else. Now, are there any myths that you've seen on the regulator side that compliance professionals should know about?
Yes, I really think, and you know, there's truth in this, that they believe we're going to be fearful. And fear drives a variety of behaviors. So if you're fearful, there's anxiety. Where there's anxiety, sometimes there's defensiveness. And so you can go down the wrong path if they approach it that way, or they have that myth that you're fearful of talking, of sharing. It's very important how you communicate to that regulator so that they pick up that you're being honest and very factual.
It's interesting, as we're talking, it just sort of strikes me in a lot of ways, it sounds as if what you're saying is, don't go into this as an adversarial relationship, but go into it as a constructive one.
Absolutely. All about building up relationships. And it's not that you want to be their best friend, you know, because you do have an employer to answer to, but just understanding each other's paths in life. Their career path is with the government. Your career path is for provider, health plan, or some aspect of healthcare.
And you're both playing a role, and we've got to respect each other's.
Right.
So what's the best way to make your case when talking with a regulator?
Well, I mentioned this, but I would say make your case with transparency, state the facts, don't add commentary to the facts, because that can often lead to other questions. But I would also propose that you are able to lift up concerns. So if you have a question about something, don't understand something, that is the time to bring it up. It's not something you're putting in writing or they have to respond to in writing. I would also suggest that you ask questions that are open-ended. So it's less threatening. They don't have to provide a yes-no answer, and hopefully you can extract the information you need to deliver the outcome that they want.
Interesting. So let's go to the flip side. What's the worst way to make your case? I mean, what are some of the mistakes people make that take what could be a very constructive, not an issue, and turn it into something huge?
Number one, arguing about the interpretation of a rule. You know, we could sit two lawyers, two compliance officers down at the table. You and I could have a debate on Stark, right? Mm-hmm. I could ask three different lawyers their interpretation on Stark and a kickback and maybe get three different opinions. It could be the same with regulators as well. It's not the time or place to argue about a rule, but ask thoughtful, open-ended questions. So that would be number one. Number two, if it is a relationship issue or communication that you're going to do via mail and they're asking you for a report, many people take the position that, oh, fine, they want an audit, I'll give them an audit, I'll give them the encyclopedia, and they bury the regulator with paper. That is not a good, helpful approach. You're going to waste them time with what I call an irritant of fluff. The irritant of fluff is the paper they don't need. And you're trying to demonstrate you're being effective, but you're wasting their time.
And you may potentially be giving them information that leads to yet another investigation.
Bingo. You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Yeah, it goes back again to your deal with this constructively. Don't try and make it more adversarial than it needs to be. So let's just say you've made a mistake. You get off on the wrong foot on a personal level with a regulator. Some of the information may not be that great for your organization, or you've given them the wrong information other than what they'd asked for. What should your next steps be to sort of get the whole relationship back on track?
Well, that's a very difficult and complex question. In my approach would be to follow up with an email, because more than likely you've either ended the conversation and afterwards you breathe and go, wow, now what do I do? Be very thoughtful, but construct an email. Hopefully you have their email. And thank them for the meeting, summarize key points and your understanding of the meeting, and then at the end, close with the statement that if you have not paraphrased this correctly, please advise, otherwise this is your understanding and takeaway, and that you want to collaborate with them in a way, in a manner that you can both achieve the outcome that you want and request another meeting. And give it some time to cool off, or maybe they'll look at it and go, oh wow, maybe I didn't take that quite right. Mm-hmm. Or they may correct you with your summary or points of the email. I wouldn't call on the phone, because sometimes they may refuse to take your call, pretend like they're busy, you know, that could happen. I would put it in an email and get it in writing.
Yeah, and I can definitely see that, and it also gives you a chance to measure your words, which is obviously very important if you've had a conversation that's gone badly. The nice thing about email is it does, if you take the time, give you the opportunity to craft your message better. Mm-hmm. Let me ask one last question. The investigation's done. Whether it's been done in your favor or not, you got to know in the back of your mind, this could come up again. You know, I'm never, you know, it's rare for compliance officers to think, I'm never going to hear from CMS again, or I'm never going to hear from the OIG's office again. What's the best thing to do when it's done to make sure that the next time you start out right and you leverage some credibility from the last one?
Okay. So are you asking how to prepare for the next event that's going to happen?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying is, how is it when the first one is done or this one is done, you're sort of aware, you know, that you're preparing yourself, yeah, exactly, so that the next time the regulator knocks, you'll at least know they'll be knocking and not banging the first time.
Well, first of all, you are now a seasoned compliance officer, so you've got that in your back pocket. I think it's good to do a download with the parties involved, and you know, kind of like after an emergency or disaster, you have a meeting afterwards and figure out what you did right, what went well, where you could improve, so that the next time when it happens, you're more prepared and you know which missiles to avoid.
Great. Well, thank you for your advice today. Thanks for speaking at the meeting, and thank you for your time away from other sessions to talk to us. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the HCCA and SECE, saying I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspectives.